703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, August 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. I want to move on and talk about education in Michigan, public school system. Average state testing scores for Michigan's third through 8th graders and the 11th graders. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Why those particular ages, those grades, are they looking at? Third graders. At that point in time, they need to be tested on their reading abilities. Reading at third grade level is critical for students to be able to go and be promoted into the fourth grade to get into the process of learning. Eighth graders, why are they being tested? Why are they particularly being looked at? Because that is the age, that is the grade right before you go into high school. That's your middle school grade prior to becoming a freshman in high school. What they want to look at that point is not only reading, but mathematics and sciences. Why is that important? Because everything you learn in high school depends on if it's reading, that has to do with English, literature, all of the non-scientific trainings that you're supposed to receive as a high school student. Additionally, mathematics is the base core for everything to do with math and science. Even when you get into biology, basically the study of life, sciences, whatever the particular curriculum calls it, then you're going on to chemistry and then physics. Both of those, especially chemistry and physics, very heavy in mathematics. You can't prove certain theories by simply stating them. You have to be able to demonstrate them mathematically. You have to give the mathematical proof that your theory holds true. Then why do they do 11th graders? Well, that's prior to them taking the SATs as seniors, the Scholastic Aptitude Test, in order to determine what level of quality of a high school education, a public school education, you received in order to go to college. Well, according to recent test scores, the grades from these tests only moved a fraction of a percentage point from 2023 to 2024, according to numbers released yesterday by the Department of Education. Public school students who passed the English language test are up 0.8 of 1 percentage point. When averaged out among the seven grades, this is all they increased. About 0.5 percentage point for students when tested regarding science. And when it came to social studies, the average of those passed went up from 27.13 to 29.4 percentage points. The third through seventh grade students did marginally better on the standardized math test but the 8th and 11th graders did worse. Their test scores actually went down from 2023 when tested in 2024. For 3rd through 7th grade public school kids, the Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress, the MSTEP, is given in English and math. Only the 5th graders take the science and social studies test. The 8th and 11th graders take the MSTEP for science and social studies. The 8th graders take the PSAT as their standardized test for math and English, while the 11th graders take the SAT for both subjects. State Superintendent of Education Mike Rice noted that 27.3% of students deemed economically disadvantaged passed the English language MSTEP, while 57.6% of those not economically disadvantaged passed. Did you hear what he just said? He's trying to make it based on a family's economic situation, how good or bad these kids tested. And even those that are economically not disadvantaged, only 57.6% of them passed the test. See, this is not, I am sorry, folks, this is not about a family's economic situation. While they test worse than the families that are not economically disadvantaged, they're still failing. 57.6 is barely over an E. We're not talking about whether or not these kids are disadvantaged economically. What we're talking about are they getting educated at all in the public school systems? And with the best test scores coming in at 57.6% for kids that are not economically disadvantaged, that's acceptable to you, Mr. Rice? I'm sorry, it's not acceptable. And with the Democrats, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, per their budget, with the largest increase in the history of the state of Michigan, with the most money going towards education, I have a very simple question, folks. Are we getting our money's worth? Obviously, the answer to that question is, heck no. This education system in the state of Michigan is failing our kids. Even with us throwing more and more money at it, it's not working. You guys have got to stop accepting these poor test scores. I talked about it before. The SAT scores up here in northern Michigan, I believe these were from last year. On average, in northern Michigan, in our listening area, with a potential score of 1,600, the average was 960 out of 1,600. This is the aptitude testing that shows colleges whether or not our kids are getting educated properly, preparing them for college. I'm sorry, folks. 960 out of 1,600 is unacceptable. Changes have got to be made to the education system. If they don't make changes, 60%, I'm sorry, is not good enough. It is not good enough in northern Michigan. It's not good enough in Detroit. It's not good enough anywhere in the state of Michigan. Now, it's amazing. The Great Lakes Education Progress, saw in the scores, quote, worsening scores and continued dramatic learning loss as a result of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's China virus lockdowns and closing of the schools for several months. To prove the point, 11.7% of Detroit third graders are listed as being proficient readers. Did you hear what I just said? 11.7%. So you mean 88.3% of Detroit third graders are not proficient readers? And again, in Detroit, 15.1% are proficient in math. Like that's a good thing. That's the way they're reading this in the story. Okay, so if 15.1% are proficient in math, then what you're basically saying is 84.9% are not proficient. According to Great Lakes Education Project Executive Director Beth DeShone, students are remaining tragically behind on reading and math, and they aren't catching up. Gretchen Whitmer's unscientific school closures have been devastating to our kids. So what are we going to do about it? We can't go back and change what she did. We can't go back and get these kids back in school, keeping them doing their work in school, as opposed to trying to do it online at home while watching TV. It's not working, folks. And nothing that they are doing right now except throwing more of our taxpayer dollars at it is going to fix it. It's that simple. People at the EdTrust Midwest said that MSTEP data shows the need to urgently invest more money in Michigan students with the greatest needs so that not only can they catch up to pre-pandemic levels, but accelerate their learning. Invest more money? That means spend more taxpayer dollars. I got a very simple question to ask you. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. A quote by Albert Einstein. Got a very simple question for Lansing. Got a very simple question for you, taxpayers of Michigan. They have been throwing money at the public school system in this state forever. I was born in 1958. Lansing has been funding the schools forever because it's part of our state constitution. Pass a budget. In the budget, they must fund three things. Roads, prisons, and schools. That's it. Those are the only three things constitutionally required per a state constitution for the legislators to spend money on. We are still getting poor grades on our roads. Our prison system is completely screwed up. They can't even get enough correction officers to properly staff the prisons, leading to plea deals, early release, all kinds of chaos. And the schools are so screwed up, they continue to throw money at it. And the last recommendation out of these recent, these are scores from this year, folks. This past school year, before the kids were released for the summer, is when these tests were done. And their final recommendations in the story is this MSTAT data shows the need to urgently invest more in Michigan students with the greatest needs so that they not only catch up from the pre-pandemic levels, but also accelerate their learning, end quote, is a recommendation from EdTrust Midwest and the MSTAT data they got from testing our kids. Invest more. Invest means spend taxpayer dollars. Whenever you hear the word invest by a politician, when they say, well, we need to invest in this or that or whatever, they're talking about spending your taxpayer dollars. How long are we going to continue this insanity of throwing good taxpayer dollars at a failed public school system, which is controlled by the Democrats, paid for with union dues from union teachers, that puts these Democrats in office to continue kicking the can down the road of spending more money on a failed public school system? This is absolute insanity. Albert Einstein is absolutely right. It is completely doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And they think by throwing more money at it, giving them the ability to pay more to their union teachers, who can then pay the union dues and make donations back to the Democrats to continue this cycle. Teachers' unions do not donate to Republicans. I think the last campaign finance reports, like 99.7% of all their donations go to Democrats. And the other 0.3% go to moderate rhinos that don't even qualify to be Republicans. They are actually Democrats, but they run as a Republican with an R behind their name. This insanity's got to stop, people. And you know how you do it? It's very simple. Competition. In Detroit, there are charter schools operating right now, have been for decades, that their kids test better on these tests than Detroit public school kids. Competition creates and raises the level of where the kids are able to go. If you have to pay a tuition to go to a charter school, or in addition to the state funding, the kids do better. Well, some parents can't afford to send them to a paid tuition school. Then why doesn't the state of Michigan fund all schools for the benefit of the kids? Take the politics out of it. Take the union school teachers out of it. Take the Democrats' control of the state legislature and the governorship out of it. Do what's right for the kids. Stop playing these games based on these scores. How many more years are we going to sit by and see these kids get 960 out of a potential 1600 SAT score? Basically 60%. MSTEP. Even the kids not economically disadvantaged only passed with 57.6%. It's got to stop, people. You start by electing new school board members, new state board of education members, and new politicians in Lansing. You have to change.